You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are we doing this again?
Yeah, we're doing this again. 12:30 every day, you.
Do you pay attention?
And it all depends on what we talk about.
Yeah.
Do I pay attention to
I'm
what?
Glad you admit. Sometimes you just check
He's already mentally on vacation.
No,
we got an hour and a half.
You know, sometimes, okay. You know, I just be having like random thoughts. You know?
That's all right. Time to finish the Phillies.
All right.
All right, what do we got, Kyle?
No, let's do this.
This one... pretty intriguing one, because this is a former ALCS MVP.
ALCS MVP, wow.
That's right, yep.
I feel like he might be a little older, though.
32 years old.
Yeah.
Righty outfielder.
I think I know who he is.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. So he's had some seasons with some solid power, 39 home runs before, and 25 last season. However... only 11 home runs this season. A little bit of a power outage for him.
A little Kepler-esque.
He's not having a good season, like, at all.
Okay.
How many home runs you say he got this season?
He's got 11 this season. .231 batting average, .665 OPS. Measly by this guy.
Measly.
Again, he's had some pretty strong seasons in the past. The upside is there. Only one more year of arbitration after this one, so he'll be a free agent after the 2026 season. Probably won't cost you that much. But again, decent upside and a guy who has shown that he can rise to the moment.
Yes.
And has had some big moments in the biggest games, which is something that the Phillies have lacked.
Well, that's my guess is out.
Oh, what was your guess, Hugh?
Initially, when you said it, I was thinking Mike Trout because, you know, we've been trying to do the Mike Trout.
Oh, then yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Not an ALCS MVP.
Yeah.
Yeah, never been
not
to the ALCS.
ALCS.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I know who it is.
Are you in or out?
I am out only for the reason of I think the Phillies are only going to get one bat, and if this is the one bat you get, it's got to be a more sure thing than this.
Hmm. Okay, I mean, what if it's a...
if you get two bats, I'd take him as a second bat.
What if it's not going to cost you that much, though?
Yeah.
What if I told you it was low-level prospects?
I mean,
mid-level prospects.
I trade for everybody, so.
He's a little antsy. He's a little antsy.
If you trade for Kwan, and this guy's like the other outfielder you trade for, I'd be down with
that. Tells me they're not getting two bats. I'm not even sure that they're getting one.
Yeah.
Hugh, you in? You out?
I think I'm out.
32. Had his heyday behind him. He had his best days. Basically, that's what you kind of said.
But there's still reason to believe that he could play well again, at least at the plate.
I'm just saying the way you said it. There's reason to believe he can play
again.
Doesn't
not
sound
to
like
it.
Kyle believes. There's reason to believe all he clearly
I'm
doesn't
good.
Believe.
I'm good.
All right.
I'm
is good. This Adolis Garcia?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I had that walk-off home run in the World Series game one. 2 years ago against the Diamondbacks.
Man, the World Series the Phillies should have won?
Yes. Yeah. Mm. He was so fun to watch that postseason. And he had a great ALCS. I don't know. I think it would be an intriguing one. Righty guy has shown that he has power. Come on, TK.
Well, it kind of reminds me
of... trying to sell you on enough. Mm-hmm.
Well, it kind of reminds me of Randy Arozarena last year. Where, remember, Arozarena for Tampa was not having a good season. Seattle traded for him. And if, unless I'm mistaken, he was really good for Seattle the last couple months. So I think it's kind of similar to that.
Yeah, sure. All right, let me ask you this then. If it's between him or Taylor Ward.
Oh, I'll take Garcia. For some reason, Taylor Ward just is not
a guy.
He does
up.
Nothing for me. I mean, you're a Ward. Kyle loves Taylor Ward. Does he have a mustache or something?
No, he's just the other guy that we've done. Like, I have nobody else to compare him to. We've only done this segment, what, three times?
Yeah, that's true.
You say you gotta get a little bit more segments done before we get rid of this.
I'd rather have Garcia than Ward, but there are a lot of other guys I'd rather have than Garcia.
I think Taylor Ward feels like he might be more of a fit. For the position
he's hitting for more power this season, for sure. Yeah. So, have I sold you on any of these guys, TK?
Yesterday I was in on
Duran, right?
Yesterday was not Duran.
Oh no,
Helsley.
Yeah, Ryan Helsley.
Helsley.
Okay, and you were sold on Helsley.
I was in on Helsley as like again the second arm.
Yeah. Again, it shouldn't be hard to sell you on Duran if I needed to. So.
Yeah. Well, I want. You know, I want the big buys. Just go get everybody.
You want the big stick.
Trade all the... I do. I want a big stick. No question about that. Need the big stick. But, you know, go get multiple outfielders. Go get multiple bats. I love when the music just ends abruptly.
Yeah,
like
he's just
that.
Like, yeah,
that's the best.
It's a wrap.
Yeah.
Out on Adolis Garcia?
Yeah, I'm out. I'm still out. I want more. What do you think? Are you
in?
Okay.
No. The age thing.
Yeah. Are you more of more of a Wardsman?
Well, yeah. When you talk about the age and what he could potentially be here, and the way Kyle said it, Kyle really didn't sell me.
No,
because he basically said his best years are behind him, but he may be able to. He may be able to rekindle
that thing. I didn't say that. You surmised that
because that's the way you said.
We can tell in the tone
I said.
No, you didn't say it with any enthusiasm.
I said he had upside,
but you didn't say it with a whole lot of enthusiasm.
No, you paid attention to the negative, like you always do.
The tone of your voice.
How can I be trying to find the good in everybody, but not negative? Which one is it, Kyle? Which one is it?
Whatever fits my agenda in the moment.
I want you to not find the best in everyone. I want you to freak out at the people
I'm not gonna freak out. Okay. I like to watch when you crash out though. like to be honest, you've crashed out quite often.
I do have some crash
this
outs.
Week. It's so much so that me and Kyle looking at each other like, damn, TK about to lose, man.
Get fired up in here, man. But I was surprised that you didn't go off on the guy who flipped you off.
No,
that is legitimate growth.
I had a moment this morning too. Well, coming into the building, right? So you know where we are. Like they just built the building on the corner,
mm-hmm.
And you know I drive a truck and I have to make wide turns because
it's a big truck.
Yeah, trying to drive into the parking garage. So, buddy, I guess he was in a hurry. So I'm making like he's behind me and I'm making my wide turn. So I make the wide turn, and then he just lays on his horn. Like right there. And so I had him cut off, right? So my first thought was to get out the car and ask him, is everything okay? But I said, you know what? No. I don't know if he had, like, I don't know what he got going on. He might be late for work or whatever. So I said, you know what? I'm just going to just drive into the garage.
Well, that's honestly, that is the right thing to do.
2 days in a row. But it's just ridiculous.
I'm proud of you.
It's the city. Why are you driving that fast anyway? I know it's Friday. A lot of people don't come to work on Friday. Why are you driving that fast anyway?
Yeah, that's a battle you're not going to win.
You know what I mean? And you know what I've also noticed? That most of the people that drive like maniacs, it's either a Honda or a Kia.
Hmm.
Like, and I'm not trying to...
So you're profiling these people now.
No, I'm just saying, but like, okay, Kyle, since we're here, what kind of car was the lady that you got into driving?
I don't know. I wasn't
You don't
really,
remember?
No, I was more fixated on, you know...
Because most of the people that drive like maniacs drive either a Kia or a Honda.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I mean, it just feels like, I don't know, I haven't did my Harvard study on this. The data is inconclusive, but it just feels like that's the case.
Well, mine wasn't even really like a, it wasn't that bad. I mean, I thought that I showed growth in that moment as well.
You did. Yeah. You did. Because a lot of times, you know, it's just ridiculous. Like, why are you having a fit? And plus, you were behind me and you saw me make the wide turn. You know what I mean? It was like, because where we turn at, the road is messed up, so you shouldn't be flying down
right,
the road.
Right, it's
anyway.
a weird turn.
So I'm slowing down to make the wide turn. And he just had a fit.
Yeah. Well, I think
calm down, little fella.
you don't know he's a little fella.
No, he was a little fella.
Oh, okay. You can tell.
No, all that's right. Why, you know, it was like, because when you, like, if you get out of the car, then that's not a good look for me. So man. I just, you know, I was like, whatever.
He could be listening.
Right. He should. He need to slow his ass down.
I'll tell you what, as a shorter guy, there's no more demeaning term than being called little
fella. That's why you say it.
Yeah.
What about shrimp?
What's that?
Shrimpy.
Oh, shrimp's bad.
Or yeah, little guy. Bad. Hey, little guy. Like when you call
when
a grown
ass, like a little kid.
When you call like a grown ass man, little guy. Hey, little fella.
Squirt. Oh, man. Those fighting words.
Yeah, but you do it to be disrespectful.
Yeah, 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Twitter question of the day, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing that others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Should Joe Giglio's Sirianni guy status be officially revoked for his head coach rankings he put out yesterday? This one is overwhelming. 90% of the audience... Wow. Saying yes, it should be revoked.
As it should be. The man's on crack with that list.
Man's on crack. He probably sunburned, though. How much you bet?
It's affecting his brain.
How much you bet Joe coming here with sunburn?
High likelihood.
No, I'd say very low likelihood.
Dude, really?
How many times have we been outside with Joe, Hugh? He's putting on sunscreen every 5 minutes.
You're right. I take that one back.
That's a weird move. To be the overly sunscreened guy, too. Like, that's... You can't be that guy who's applying sunscreen constantly. Like, you put on one coat and, you know, you take your chances.
He's probably not going to be sunburned.
There's zero chance he's sunburned.
Yeah, I take that one back.
Get a little nice little tan, man.
I take that one back.
Well, you won't see him. You'll be drunk. You'll be drunk in the vineyard.
That man is going to be looking like Casper the Friendly Ghost.
215-592-9494. Some of the things we're discussing today. Do you trust Dave Dombrowski to improve this team the way he needs to at the deadline? I do not. Hugh and Kyle, they have more faith than I do. I don't trust them after the last few years. Do you? Also, our football topics. Joe put out his head coach rankings. Nick Sirianni, 8th, which is why his card needs to be revoked. Totally disrespectful. Unbelievable that Nick Sirianni's ranked 8th on that list. So you want to get on that. And do you think the Eagles' defense could be better than last year? I do. You guys think I'm crazy? I think the defense could be better, even with the guys they lost. Look at the guys they kept. Still a damn good defense.
No, it's a good defense. Still a lot of talent. But I think that the challenge is going to be mostly to lock in. I think that there's the potential to have a few, you know, growing pains as we go through this. Got a lot of young guys that had a lot of contributions last year that have found fame and fortunate in a way, you know, doing different things, podcast and all this other different stuff. So there might be a little bit, you know, of a lull to lock in.
Are you worried a little bit about the Super Bowl hangover factor? It seems like it, you.
Well, to a certain extent, like, I feel like the offense has the potential to lead the way because there's more of a veteran group on that side. Defensively, though, they're a little bit younger. Because I saw, like, after the Super Bowl, just looking at social media, a lot of guys were posting what they were doing in offseason. And when you come home in offseason, man, especially when you're a young player, one of the biggest pitfalls that you have is family and friends, you know, and trying to be, like, I guess for lack of a better way of saying it, one foot in the streets and one foot's in your profession. So it's one of those things where you have to try to – you want to still be down, so to speak, but you also have to get ready for the season. So that might have been a struggle for a few guys. Who knows?
Yeah, and we'll see how they handle it. But, yeah, I mean, that's the worry you have sometimes with a young team that has success is how are they going to handle it moving forward, and hopefully the Eagles handle it the right way. 215-592-9494. Also, for Tri-Day, give us a bad song. That's what we're doing for Tri-Day today. Let's go back to the phones. Chris in Ben Salem. What's up, Chris?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up?
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, some of these young guys, you know, they've been clapping all offseason. They're going to be, you know, trying to get themselves back in shape is going to be tough.
Well, yeah, I mean, just being focused. I think they're in shape. I think more so being focused.
Right, like the distractions of all the off-the-field stuff.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I'm with it. But, hey, I would love to see a wine segment. But Hugh, you got to be in the Bucky's bathroom voice doing the wine, like the you about to put in some work on the toilet or whatever.
About to put in the work on the toilet. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
You all right there, Chris?
Yeah.
I think Chris. Chris's phone seemed to be cutting.
It was
in
a disaster.
Out. Yeah, that was pretty bad.
It was a disaster.
I was trying to give him a little bit of leeway, but that was. That was not working out very well, unfortunately.
I was trying to roll with it.
Brian Mountwater. What's up, Brian?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
What's up, Brian?
You, I have to say, I love you. I think your personality and what you bring to the radio is awesome. I didn't think
Thank you for listening.
Really appreciate it because I really didn't know you before you became the midday guy, but I love you.
Thank you for listening, man. I appreciate that.
So I'm changing up totally on what I told Kyle. So I think Sirianni 8 might be a little bit too high because, yes, he can be a motivator, but I don't think enough thought is given into the team that has been put around him. Barry Switzer won a Super Bowl. Would you rank Barry Switzer at number 8 the year he won the Super Bowl?
No, but did Barry Switzer go to the playoffs 4 times in 4 years and the Super Bowl 2 times in 3 years?
Didn't it go to the NFC Championship the year before they won the Super Bowl?
I thought they flamed out like the year after he won the Super Bowl. I thought he won the Super Bowl with Jimmy Johnson's team, and then they flamed out.
But that's what I'm saying is he did it with the talent that was put around him, which I think is part of Nick Sirianni's success. Howard Roseman's put a great team around it. So I don't really agree with Joe's total listing, but I think 8 might be a little bit high for him. I think he's sort of like, I don't know if he makes it into the top 12.
I think that's crazy, Brian. I just don't know how you could say that, considering, I mean, what his career record has been. I mean, in 4 years, like, this has been one of the most successful teams in the league. I don't think that we can just look at it and say, oh, their talent is overwhelming. This is not the NBA where you can just win with a team that's extremely talented. Like, the NFL, it's hard managing a locker room. It's hard getting all these guys on the same page, especially, I mean, 2023, I think, showed how difficult it is. I mean, that team fell apart. They could have lost faith in Nick Sirianni completely. That obviously didn't happen. I just don't think you're putting enough stock into that part of it.
And I'm not going to say I agree with that, but I can accept that. I didn't say he was 32nd or 30th. I just think 8 is a little bit high. That's all.
I got you, Brian. Do you have wine advice for Hugh?
I do. Hugh, there is actually a winery trail through the Poconos.
Mm-hmm. Winery trail. Like, let me write this down.
Seven or eight wineries.
He's not writing anything down.
Go to one winery and they'll have a map.
Uh-huh.
But the one to go to is Blue Ridge.
Blue Ridge.
Yeah, I think it's outside of Stroudsburg. We used to have a house up in East Stroudsburg.
Blue Ridge, Blue Ridge Winery.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And because you can go in there, you can get tastings. They have, like, appetizers to have with it. They teach you about and everything. But the wine you want to get is the Godfather.
I think somebody sent me something about one of the Godfather wines. Yeah.
It's a blended red.
Okay.
But yeah, so check it out. Like I said, there's like seven altogether. There's one of the wineries that also has a spirits bar.
Oh my gosh, it's awful. Right? Do you have a bad song for us?
Yeah, let's go. Britney Spears. Oops, I did it again.
Okay, I appreciate the call, Brian. Thanks. That was a big song back in the day. I don't think that would necessarily be considered a bad song. Actually, yeah, it's crying.
This was a hot song back in the day.
It was.
Because it was like, Soprano's daughter sang it when she got in trouble. Like,
Meadow?
Meadow Soprano, yeah, she sang it one time.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
In the show?
Yeah.
Oh. All right. I didn't remember that. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. If you have wine suggestions for Hugh for his vacation.
I've heard this. Somebody sent me the Godfather.
Trip to the vineyards. There you go.
I'm about to get what they say.
Yeah, maybe just tweet him at Hugh next time.
Kyle don't want to hear that, man. Kyle ain't trying to hear all that.
I love when Kyle's just done with a caller.
Yeah.
Like, you can just tell his I can't even see his face because he's got a hat on.
Oh, I feel it.
But
I've been working with him for so long. You feel the anger.
You can feel it through the glass. It's really incredible.
You know, somebody's probably like, that makes no sense. You can feel the anger. Hell, work with Kyle for about 3 years.
You can feel his disgust.
What are you doing?
And he's in like a complete different section of the studio than us.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's not a different guy.
The Blue Ridge wine.
There you
go. The Godfather, yeah.
There you go, Hugh. When we get back, we'll get back to your calls on all this coming up on Dave Dombrowski and the Eagles, too, if you'd like to discuss whether the defense could be better than it was this year. Reacting to Joe's head coach list, Nick Sirianni 8. I'm sorry, the last caller, I think you were wrong. I think it's crazy to have Sirianni 8. He's got to be in the top five, no question about it. And we're looking for bad songs for Triday. And speaking of, we have unbelievable audio in the next segment. A new contender for the worst all-time rendition of the national anthem, right around the year anniversary of one of the worst last year. But we have another bad one. We'll play that coming up in the next segment as well. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Oh, yeah, I got the Mattress Warehouse here. It's Black Friday, everybody, at the Mattress Warehouse. Right now, you can save up to 60% store-wide, including top-selling mattresses like Sealy, Serta, Beautyrest, and more. And you can score a free adjustable base with select mattresses. Let me tell you about these adjustable bases, people. It can tilt your head up. It can tilt your head back. You can tilt your legs up. And it vibrates. The vibrating feature is pretty awesome, man, especially when you're trying to get some rest at night. Or if you're looking for even bigger savings, check out the Mattress Warehouse floor model clearance event and save even more. That's the beds that are on the floor. You know, the ones that people probably have been on. If you don't mind anything like that, you could probably get a good deal on those. So don't wait. These Black Friday deals in July in real soon. Do what I did. Visit Mattress Warehouse today and sleep better tomorrow. And make sure you tell them that Hugh Douglas sent you. Shop the entire selection and find the location nearest you at mattresswarehouse.com, mattresswarehouse.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.